the WSBT studios. It is the Roster Doctors, week 10 of the fantasy football season. I'm Jim, he's Craig. We are braving the frozen north that this place has turned into already.
It's really not that bad.
It's really not.
It's going to get worse, however.
Yes, it's going to be awful this winter.
Oh, it's going to be here. Yeah. We are here. Of course, you can always check us out on Twitter at RosterDocsWSBT. And as my partner mentioned, week 9 has passed and week 10 is a coming up fast. It is, okay, let's recap just real quickly. An anomaly happened on Sunday that you may not be aware of.
Okay.
All 11 home teams won.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, of course, obviously last night being Monday, that didn't happen.
Right.
But yeah. I had to look that up.
And if you bet on that to happen, you should stop gambling.
No doubt. And I had to look up to see, you know, how many times for a whole weekend. Of course, I'm that nerd. That every home team won.
You're the useless info nerd.
That's right. That's what I do.
But are you sure you're not a bigger nerd on that than I am?
Well, let's see. Let's look at it. Okay.
Although I don't have any useless info this week. So.
I have this. Okay, so before the NFL-AFL merger, week 10 of 1947, all home teams went 5-0. Week 12 of 1954, home teams went 6-0. Week 9, 1963, home teams went 6-0.
Okay.
Week 8 of 1969, no home teams lost, but Washington tied the home Eagles.
Mm.
Now, since the merger, only Thanksgiving weekend, 1983, did the home teams go 14-0. So that's the only time since the merger
Thanksgiving
that every
weekend.
Single home team won for an entire NFL regular season.
For a whole weekend.
Yeah. Thanksgiving weekend, 1983.
Wow.
All the home teams. If you took the home teams.
Wow.
Just on the straight, without the points.
Wow.
This is straight up, 14-0. But it's the only time since the NFL-AFL merger that happened.
That is 36 years.
we were young. I was 10, going on 11.
I was 4.
Thanks.
I was 4.
I was making myself feel old, but then you rounded out by making me feel older.
I mean, my brothers are right there with you.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, you
right.
got that going for you.
And I'm your brother.
Absolutely.
A, not E-R.
And a U in there as well.
This is an interesting week as well, my friend, because I've seen this all over the place doing research for this week's show.
Okay.
They're calling it Bimageddon. It is the only time this season that six big time fantasy teams are on a bye the same week.
Okay.
Patriots, Broncos, Texans, Jaguars, Eagles, Redskins. But there's some heavy hitters here.
Yeah. 5 of the 6 right there. Yeah, those are significant.
I mean, you're talking about the Patriots having to sit on that loss they took, you know.
Yeah.
But they still came in with the vaunted defense and Tom Brady and, I mean, Julian Edelman and Broncos. I mean, Lindsey, that defense, I'm sure a lot of teams are still playing. Texans, of course, that's my quarterback right there.
Right.
But Carlos Hyde coming off a strong start.
Yeah.
And, of course, Hopkins is one of the top fantasy receivers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Jags, I mean, you do have Fournette, and your guy that went to bed and lost his job.
Yeah, Nick Foles is back this week.
That's right. Eagles Eagles D. Then you got Carson Wentz, Alshon Jeffrey, and then the Redskins, who really have nobody other than Terry McCollum. I was going to say Terry McFarland, but it's not.
No, Terry McCollum.
Yes, and Adrian Peterson, who's getting 20 touches a week. So Bimageddon is what they're calling week 10 right
now. Okay.
And we're going to get you ready for it. That's what we do. Get you ready for week 10 in the waiver wire. See what guys that can help you out. And also in the waiver wire, we'll remind you of guys that will be out too, so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Week 11 buys, by the way, looking ahead to next week. Week 11 buys, some big ones too. Packers, Giants, Seahawks, Titans. So these next 2 weeks.
Yeah, Packers and Seahawks. That's
a big
one. Those are two big, huge ones.
No doubt. So make sure you guys plan accordingly. And when we get to waiver wire, we'll give you some ideas on guys you may want to pick up because, and also you have to include the other thing is injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, we're week 10, and there's some dinged up guys.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't play last week, didn't play the week before. Our question marks whether they're going to play at all this week. So
there are guys who have been week to week for the last several weeks
yeah.
who have sat out a couple of those weeks even, too.
Yeah, like a guy like Adam Thielen, who was questionable and then went in and didn't do anything. One target.
Right.
Didn't have a single catch.
Right.
DeSean Jackson came back. How did they let that happen, by the way? The Eagles won the game against the Bears.
Yeah.
But the Eagles are also catching a lot of flack, especially in Philly.
Oh, yeah.
Because of what happened. You see, DeSean Jackson came to play. He'd missed the previous 6 weeks of the season.
Right.
But nobody even thought to maybe let him practice one day.
Yeah, just let him play.
So he went out there and he re-injured the injury that he already had been sitting out with, an abdominal strain.
Yeah.
He's in on exactly 4 plays on offense, and now he had surgery today, and he's going to miss another 6 weeks, which takes you all the way to week 17.
Right.
To the speedster that that team needs in that offense that they do not have. And for week one, he was amazing. He was a thrill for week one fantasy owners. But
he was huge. He was huge.
Silent.
Just for the Eagles, too. I mean, he was like, if DeSean Jackson doesn't go down with that injury, who knows how Zach Ertz's season would have gone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Carson Wentz has had a pretty decent season, but could have been through the roof.
But they're missing that deep threat. They've been missing it for a couple years now, and they're going to continue to miss that particular deep threat.
Yeah.
They may want to be looking, I don't know.
I'm surprised they didn't go out and get someone, too.
Who's out there?
Yeah.
That's the other side of it. I mean, as I was looking at guys for waiver wire, I mean, look, this guy in his prime was a downfield stud. But when's the last time you heard the name Ted Ginn? And yes, he's still a Saint.
He's still there, yeah.
He's still with the Saints.
Yeah,
he's not dead yet.
Yeah, watching that Saints-Bears game a couple weeks ago, I was just like, oh, Ted Ginn.
Yeah. I want to give big thanks to people that are reaching out to us on Sunday mornings with last-minute question marks or whatever on Twitter, RosterDocsWSBT. But I also want to say you don't have to wait till Sunday.
Yeah, you can do this all week.
You can reach out to us, I mean, any day, any time.
Yeah.
If you have questions about your lineup or you're thinking about it or whatever, RosterDocsWSBT is where you find us on the Twitter. And if you have questions and everything or just want to comment about the show, feel free to do so.
I would not mind sitting at work and the notification goes off in my pocket and, you know, it's a question from somebody about their fantasy team. I would much rather answer that question than do work.
Right, because your coworker is saying, is that a notification in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
Right.
Bing! All right, let's get it on because let's talk some thrills and kills, some guys that helped you out big time in week 9 of fantasy and guys that did not help you much at all in week 9 of fantasy football. We start but the guy has been doing it all season. He continues to do it. We don't talk about him enough during thrills. But Russell Wilson, 29 of 43, 378 yards, 5 touchdowns. He also added 1 big rush late in that game for 21 yards. He now has 2 of the 4 best quarterback performances this season in fantasy football and has had 3 games of 40-plus pass attempts. And last year, Jim, he had no such game of 40-plus pass attempts. So Russell Wilson is definitely carrying the load. It's got a tough matchup, Monday Night Football this week.
Yeah, San Francisco. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. On the road. But
ESPN going, hey, a good game. We got one.
Yeah, they sure do. But after that, it kind of lessens up. He has the bye and at Philly and at home against Minnesota. Mm-hmm. He is a must start every week, and he is a definite thrill and will continue to be throughout the season, my friend.
Show me the money!
Remember when we were going, trying to figure out who he was going to throw to?
Yeah, because you look, like it was DK Metcalf and a bunch of midgets.
Yeah, and it hasn't mattered one bit. And he just picked up Josh Gordon now, too.
Yeah, yeah, and let's talk about one of those midgets since we're doing thrills on that team. I mean, real quick, Tyler Lockett, 13 receptions on 18 targets, 152 yards, 2 touchdowns. Definitely the best game of his entire season, maybe even his career. It's feast or famine with him.
Yeah.
He's had 3 games of 6 or fewer targets, 3 games of 12-plus targets. I mean, you got to ride the wave with Tyler Lockett. You don't know what you're getting from week to week. But the way this team is throwing the football around, you gotta ride the wave, and you gotta put him in your lineup, because weeks like this, he's a thrill.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
He is the Mike Evans of the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And then there's the Packers situation, which we warned you. Yeah. You don't know what you're gonna get from Aaron Jones, who was a thrill last week.
Killed you this week.
8 rushes.
Killed me this week.
8 rushes, 30 yards, 1 reception, negative 1 yard on 4 targets.
Oof.
Packers offense as a whole only had 141 yards total offense. But Jones had more touches than Jamal Williams and did nothing with them. Up next, a Carolina defense that's 7th worst in the league against the run. So he could be back to... He could be back to feasting next week, but we'll see. Because he also does have another running back that he's splitting time with. But Aaron Jones killed you in week 9. Ouch.
No!
So that's just a fluke for the Packers, what happened against the Chargers, right?
You know what? It's more, we are...
or is this the Chargers starting to turn the corner again into November?
We are looking past... the Chargers defense.
Yeah.
And we are looking past a rarity that I don't think has ever happened in NFL history, where two brothers in the AFC and NFC last week were named defensive players of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Nick and Joey Bosa.
Yeah.
Both were defensive players of the week. And the Chargers are stepping it up.
Yeah.
Again, it wasn't, look. The Bears offense has their own struggles. But for a West Coast team to come to Chicago and shut that offense down.
Yeah.
And then for the Packers to go out there and equally get shut down.
Yeah. In basically what was a Packers home game too.
Yeah. We got to start giving credit where credit is due. The Chargers defense is getting it done.
Yeah.
It's a lot of high draft picks in that defense too.
And of course, you can never count out Phillip Rivers at this time of year.
No, and it's
ever.
And it's like the
calendar changes over, the switch flips on.
Right, and the bolo tie comes off.
The bolo tie comes off.
And it's all business, baby. It's all business. as you mentioned, Aaron Jones and pretty much the entire Packers offense, they killed you in week 9. Kenyon Drake, we didn't know what to make of this.
Yeah,
we knew
didn't either.
That Kenyon Drake was going to have to start because they had no other running backs.
Yeah, they had no other option.
Because they traded for him on Sunday, and he started on Thursday.
Yeah.
He was a Cardinal for 3 days.
Right.
When he was forced to start on Thursday night against the vaunted 49ers defense, all he did was 15 rushes, 110 yards, and a touchdown, 4 receptions, 52 yards, and a 2-point conversion.
Right.
Not bad for your first time out with the Arizona Cardinals. That game ended up being a shootout that I did not expect.
I was not expecting that game to be as good as it was, especially, it's the Niners and the Cardinals. The Niners are still undefeated.
Yeah.
The Cardinals are the Cardinals. I was not expecting Kenyon Drake to show up like he did, especially that soon into that offensive system.
Oh, yeah. I mean, basically, it's a pickup professional football game is what it was.
Yeah.
He showed up and they gave him a jersey.
Yeah, he was just like,
they showed him a couple of plays. He drove in the sand and just go out there and execute, kid.
Exactly.
What's your name again?
Right. Here's anybody got a spare number here? Anybody? Okay. Here's a jersey for you.
Yeah, they worked, though, because Kenyon Drake came out to play now. Here's the issue with Kenyon Drake, the problem is not that he finally gets to prove himself. The problem is that David Johnson is looming to come back to this offense, and also Edmonds is looming to come back in this offense. So we don't know exactly what Kenyon Drake's role is going to be when everybody gets healthy again. But they do have some interesting matchups at Tampa Bay. the rematch, just quick, at San Fran.
Yeah.
It's coming up in just 2 weeks, then the bye week, and then the LA Rams. But we don't know. We don't even know David Johnson's going to play this week. I'd say it's a nice matchup for Kenyon Drake at Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's a great matchup.
But we can't tell you to start him. Yeah. But we can tell you one thing. He thrills you if you had to start him in week 9.
Show me the money!
You put him in as a flex player?
Yeah. I'd say yes, because you don't know what's going on with David Johnson. Just kind of monitor the situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, at least it's a flex for week 9. At yeah. least. You know he's going to get some touches.
By the way, I hate game time decisions. Good Lord, I hate them. I hate them so much.
That's why I set my lineup like Wednesday. And I may look at it, but I never try to second guess myself. Because, like I said, this week, I was not going to start Adam Thielen no
right.
matter what happened. And I struggled through the fact that Allen Robinson only had one catch.
Yeah.
But it still was one more catch than Adam Thielen had. Yeah, so. Right. And I won a game. I didn't win both of them, but I won one.
You won one of them? Okay.
Thanks to the Cowboys defense running it back on the last play of the game. Another guy that killed you this week.
Yay, they cashed in, finally.
I'll take it. Hey, even if it takes the last digit that you scratch off to make that scratch off a dollar winner,
it's still a winner.
Exactly.
That $1 prize is a prize called hope.
No doubt. DJ Chark, 4 receptions, 32 yards and 9 targets. This was one of those London games that Chark got the most of the targets against the Texans defense that had given up the most in fantasy points per game to wide receivers through week 8. And so it's bad that DJ Chark did not get it done. 4 receptions for 32 yards. But it wasn't just him that, again, sucked for the Jacksonville Jaguars, because there is one quarterback that doesn't have to be mentioned because he's already been replaced. That was 27 of 47, 307 yards, ooh, 0 touchdowns.
That was the worst fourth quarter I've ever seen from a quarterback.
2 INTs, 4 rushes, 30 yards. Oh, 2 fumbles.
Yeah.
The gardener's going back to the garden.
Yeah.
He is dead to me. Welcome back, Nick Foles.
You big dummy.
Yeah.
That fourth quarter, I'm sitting there watching and I'm just going, I'm trying to remember like the last fourth quarter that was that bad.
You can now. It just happened on Sunday.
Yeah, it just happened on Sunday. But before that, I was just like, man.
Yeah.
Does this beat Babe Laufenberg in 1989 for the Cowboys? Yes, it does.
Here's the other thing about this DJ Chark thing, too, because we really don't know. I mean, they have the bye week this week to the Jaguars, but we don't know the familiarity that Nick Foles is going to have with Chark.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been leaving him in your lineup every week.
Yeah.
But now you have a question mark now that Minshew is gone and Foles is back in. They got the bye this week, and then they're at Indy, at Tennessee, and at home against Tampa Bay. You kind of got to watch this now.
Yeah.
I mean, do you leave Chark in your lineup and hope for the best with Foles? I don't know. We'll see, but... here's the last handcuff. We don't worry about with Gardner Minshew for a while. He was handcuffed to DJ Chark and helped ruin DJ Chark's day. And
D.D. Westbrook also did not have anything. Literally had nothing.
How did the Gardner have 307 yards passing then?
I don't know.
His top 2 receivers didn't do anything.
Exactly. Like literally, they combined for 32 yards, and it was all DJ Chark.
I don't get it. But anyway, that is a handcuff kill, ladies and gentlemen. Handcuff kill. Back on the positive side, through another guy who's been thrilling you, and I will venture to say, because I haven't took him with my number 2 pick overall, that Christian McCaffrey is the best fantasy wide receiver, I mean running back, I should say, at the midway point.
He catches enough balls.
He does it all. 24 rushes this week, 146 yards, 2 touchdowns, 3 receptions, 20 yards, touchdown.
Yeah. He has been one of those machines for fantasy owners.
And now has 3 of the top 8 best running back performances this year. He is worthy.
Top 8.
He is worthy of my number 2 pick.
Oh, absolutely.
He is my shining white star.
Absolutely.
On my team. He carries them.
Yeah.
Every week. And he'll continue to do that. Up next, though, get a little tougher. at Green Bay, and then on the road to Atlanta, which is a, which he may put up 5,000 yards. And at New Orleans, tough defense, but on turf.
Yeah.
And then another bye week, he faces Washington.
Woo!
So Christian McCaffrey.
That's a bye week you can score on.
You're going to leave him in your lineup every week, unless your mom is making out your lineup. And that's the only way you're taking Christian McCaffrey out. He has continued to throw you, and he will continue to throw you because he is the thrill running back of the midseason so far.
Show me the money!
Actually, even if your mom is making out the lineup, she's going to look at the name Christian McCaffrey and go, oh, what a nice boy.
Oh, just the Christian alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she probably had a crush on her dad.
Hell, grandma's going to leave him in just because he's a nice boy.
Is that Ed's boy? Was that Ed's boy?
Yes, that's Easy at McCaffrey's boy. Oh, I knew I liked him. Yeah, that's that's your grandma. Run the league still. No PPR either.
That Edward is such a nice boy.
Why do we need PPR? That just sounds so dirty.
That I don't like the sound of that.
Shouldn't say PP.
I'm just going to sit here and clutch my pearls.
That's right. We move on to kills. Oh, Grandma would not be happy if she started Mark Andrews at tight end.
Grandma would be cursing up a storm.
Yeah. Ravens pulled off a huge win of the Patriots.
Yeah.
But Andrews, 2 receptions for 21 yards, was disappointing to fantasy owners. Coming up is the Bengals that allow the – here's the thing. Now we ride the Bengals for being horrible, justifiably so.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not know this until I was doing research. The Bengals do one thing right.
Okay.
Grandma wouldn't like that. I said do. Sorry, Grandma.
Pearls are being clutched everywhere
again.
Now. Again.
The Bengals allow the fourth fewest points, fantasy points, to tight ends.
Huh.
Isn't that weird? As porous as they are on defense,
right?
They shut down tight ends. Now, wide receivers have field days.
Apparently, the strategy of double coverage on the tight end is working. However,
yeah, here's some bad news for
leaving the playmaker wide receiver open all day.
Oh man,
not exactly working.
You don't need to throw in the flats. You don't need to throw in the flats. Just throw deep. Yeah. But yeah, not good news for Mark Andrews owners. Okay, as I mentioned, the Bengals fourth fewest points to tight ends. After that, they have the Texans 10th fewest.
Mm.
Then the Rams 20th. You feel comfortable with Mark going against the Rams.
You're thinking, hey, there's some points there.
And then the Niners, number one against tight ends, points-wise, in the NFL on defense. So, Mark Andrews owners, I got some bad news for you. If you thought last week was rough.
Strap in.
Yeah, hang on. Because Mark Andrews killed you, and he may be on his list again in the very near future.
Can we chalk him in for week 11?
We'll see.
At least put him on the preliminary list?
Oh, man. We'll see. We've done it a couple times before, and
yeah,
it looked really bad.
Yeah.
One of those times is last week.
Yeah.
Melvin Gordon, 20 carries, 80 yards this week.
Hey.
2 touchdowns, also 3 receptions, 29 yards against Green Bay. He wanted more touches. He went to the press and complained about not getting enough touches. Austin Eckler was the better running back.
Yeah.
But for one game only, old Melvin was getting the goal line touches and making the most of them. Like I said, 2 touchdown rushes. Up for Melvin, who we said was barely startable, at Oakland this week, and KC, then a bye, then at Denver. We don't really know how this is going to shake out, Jim.
Yeah, we really don't.
Eckler, because now Eckler is going to feel like he got some of his carries taken away.
Now Eckler's going to go to the press and complain that he wants more touches.
But there's favorable matchups to be had at Oakland and at home against KC the next couple weeks. Somebody's going to get them.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. But for 1 week, 1 week only, Melvin Gordon absolutely thrilled you. Welcome back to the league, Melvin Gordon.
Finally.
Show me the money!
even though your holdout ended 4 weeks ago. Welcome back to the league, finally.
It takes a while to get the rust off.
Oh, man. Sony Michel, he killed you. 4 rushes, 18 yards. Yeah, we know the Patriots, as a team, got shut down for the most part.
Yeah.
1 catch for 12 yards, 2 targets. Patriots running backs just aren't reliable. We keep telling you this. It's another situation of that. No one saw the complete shutdown of the Patriots offense against Baltimore on the road this past week, but it happened. And Sony Michel just proved once again that Patriots running backs just aren't reliable from week to week to week. So, Sony Michel owners, yeah, he kills you. You know it already.
You big dummy.
There's not a team that jumps off of a running game quicker than the Patriots when they're down.
Yeah, well, they just switch up running backs and they go with White.
Abandon it completely.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, then they got Phil Dorsett and they got, yeah, I mean, they have guys. I mean, the short passing game becomes a running game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they do that.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford, though, he continues to have to throw the football because they have no running game. Matt Stafford, 26 of 41, 406 yards.
How did your tryout for the Lions running back gig go?
No doubt. 3 touchdowns, 1 INT. Matt Stafford also had 3 rushes for 6 yards and a fumble and a loss at Oakland. But again, he's going to continue to have to throw the rock, which he does every year. He's in top 5 of attempts every year because they've never had a running game as long as Matt Stafford's been the starting quarterback there with the Detroit Lions.
They haven't had a consistent running back there.
No.
Like, every year it's changed.
Or at least every couple of years.
Yeah.
Now, he does have a favorite.
Or that second year, the guy, you know, whoever they have as, you know, it's his game now. He's the running back.
The one
his leg will fly off.
Out of all of them, the one I thought that had the most promise was Tavid Best. And it was unfortunate what happened to him with concussions.
Yeah.
The end of his career. Because he had the speed.
Yeah, he really did.
It was just unfortunate what happened to him because he seemed like the best out of all the running backs that Stafford has played with.
Right.
That was the one I had the most confidence in. But coming up next for Stafford at Chicago, Dallas at home, at Washington, and I believe he's at home on Thanksgiving Day for the Bears again.
Yes.
He's going to keep throwing the rock because he has to. That's the only way to get the ball down the field.
Yeah.
So Matt Stafford we said it's a questionable start early on in the season. I feel comfortable in saying that Matt Stafford is comfortable throwing the football all around because he knows that's what he has to do to keep this team in contention each and every week.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. So if you have him, you're starting more times than not because he's still going to do what he did in a loss last week.
Right.
406 yards, 3 touchdowns.
And, of course, you can handcuff Galladay and Hockenson and Marvin Jones to him.
Yeah, Hockenson's been a little inconsistent, but Marvin Jones and Galladay, for the most part, have been pretty consistent.
Yeah.
So again, he throws you in week 9. There's no doubt he's probably going to do it again in week 10.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster, this is one of those guys that, you know, he's had a rough season, but it's been because, you know, he doesn't have Brown and Tony on the opposite side.
Right.
He also lost a quarterback and lost Mason Rudolph for a couple games there.
Yeah.
Juju is not having good. I mean, this is a top 10 receiver in most drafts.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the year.
Yeah, everybody was high on Juju, us included.
Yeah, he led the team in receiving yards last year. Yeah. Was the offensive MVP voted on by his teammates, everybody but Antonio Brown. Juju's had a rough go, though.
Absentee ballot on that one.
Yeah. Steelers did get the win over the Colts. But he barely contributed. 3 catches for 16 yards on 5 targets. Coming up next, doesn't get easier this coming week. They have the Rams. But then at Cleveland, at Cincinnati, and then home against Cleveland again. So Juju has a shot to get back on track. But, of course, he's dependent on the quarterback situation. But Mason is getting there.
Yeah.
I don't think Mason is comfortable with Juju just yet.
Right.
He has some other guys out there that he's more comfortable with. But we hope, for Juju owner's sake, that he gets back on track because Juju is killing you right now. But it's not all his fault.
Yeah.
Back to thrills. So, 2 weeks in a row, we can talk about this thrill. It's Mike Evans. Did it again, folks. 12 catches on 18 targets.
Is that 180
yards? Yes, straight weeks. He had a touchdown. Man, Mike Evans is getting it done. Matt Evans is a buddy of mine that lives in the area. He's
is he getting it done too, though?
He's getting it done too.
What up, Matt?
coming up for Tampa Bay at Seattle. I'm sorry. Coming up is Arizona. They just got through with Seattle. Arizona, New Orleans, at Atlanta, at Jacksonville. So again, some more games, some more chances for Mike Evans to get back and stay in to the thrill column again for 2 weeks in a row from Mike Evans fans. He made you love him. Not just a like, it's a love zone.
It's full on love.
That's right.
Yeah, baby.
Stephon Diggs, not so much.
No.
You would think with Adam Thielen out that Stephon Diggs would have had a better game.
Nah.
He didn't. One catch, 4 yards, 4 targets, 1 rush, 12 yards. Yeah. You couple that with Thielen, who only had 1 target and left that game with re-entering his hammy.
Does that even amount to 5 points?
Combined for both of those guys?
No. Just for Diggs.
No. That's only 2. In a PPR league, that's 2 points.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, it's 2 points. 1 point for the catch and 1 point for the 12 yards rushing. Unless you get double points for rushing. Because he's a receiver. She's out of position. Yeah. Some of those leagues had that where they're where receivers get the double points. So you got 3 points. You're not loving him. That's why this is the kill part of the
throws
and kills. we get it. And here's the other thing. It was against the KC defense.
Yeah.
Who gives up yards in bunches.
Right. That's
yeah, baffling. Coming up next for Stephon Diggs and the Vikings at Dallas, then home against Denver. You get the bye, and then at Seattle. So he has a chance to get back on track at Dallas. And I believe that's the Sunday night game this week. Yeah.
Minnesota at Dallas?
Yep. Sunday night, just FYI. But again, for week 9, he killed you.
Mm. You big dummy.
Let's move on to the waiver wire because we have to remind you that there's a lot of writers out there that cover fantasy football. Let's say this is what they call buy them again. 6 teams off. 6 big-time fantasy contributing teams.
This isn't like the Dolphins.
No.
Dolphins, Redskins, Bengals, all off. Nope.
So we're going to do something different. We're going to hype it up for Buy 'Em Again, Jim. We're going to do the waiver wire, but we're going to do it quarterback, running back, wide receiver. And within that, we're going to name off the guys just so people know who's out with the bye and who is questionable with the injury.
Okay.
All right? So start with quarterbacks. Watson's out. Brady's on a bye. Wentz is on a bye. Minshew is... It's on the bye.
Permanent bye.
Yeah, permanent bye. Brendan Allen, who got a nice win.
Yeah.
Over the... We keep saying this. Just Cleveland is just... They're horrible.
That... even the defense is letting me down now.
Yeah, it's bad. Okay, so those guys are all...
Three Allens.
Yeah.
Three quarterbacks with the last name Allen got wins last week.
It's interesting. I don't know if
Time that's ever happened.
Oh, and Dwayne Haskins is also on a bye as well. Now, here's guys that are hurt that may not play. Mahomes, mm-hmm. Matt Ryan, Jacoby Brissett, all questionable right now. So that really leaves you with limited options if you don't have a good backup quarterback. So we're going to go through some guys on the waiver wire, and it starts with the guy that could have had a better – look, I'm going to say this, and you're a Giants fan, and you can tell me what you think. But I don't think Daniel Jones is too – this league is not too big for him. He stepped in there
and made some
throws last night that showed that he – now, he got hit a lot, especially when they knew that he had to throw the football.
Yeah. He I mean, they're getting to him, yes, absolutely, on every kind of rush. But you're right. He steps into the throws that he's obviously not afraid to take.
Yeah.
My one gripe with him is that he's got to hang on to the ball.
Yeah.
He's killing you with fumbles that's rookie mistake. Yeah.
Rookie mistakes is going to happen. I mean, and they have limited options. One wide receiver is out.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, he looked sluggish against Dallas last night. But prior to that, he had 35 fantasy points against the Lions.
Yeah.
And he faces the Jets, who got eaten up last week.
By the Dolphins.
Yeah.
The Dolphins.
And the Jets have given up 29 fantasy points to quarterbacks in back-to-back games.
Yeah. Danny Dimes is worth a start this week.
And it's technically a home game for Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
He also has a huge bye coming up, then Philly, and then Miami, all coming up on the schedule, along with Washington.
Yeah.
So use him this week, or at least stash him,
yeah,
because he's going to have some more favorable matchups coming up.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be a disaster with Daniel Jones. No, they've been staying in games. I don't think they really would have had business staying in if Eli Manning was still the quarterback.
That's right.
So
we move on. Quarterbacks that you could be looking for to replace some of the guys we mentioned, they're either on buys for Bi-Mageddon or are hurt, and you're waiting for them to come back. Ryan Tannehill has scored at least 22 fantasy points 3 weeks in a row, people.
Yeah.
Faces the Chiefs defense at home. That has allowed three out of the last four quarterbacks score at least 26 points.
Yeah.
Three out of the last four. Of course, we know the fourth one was this past week. That was an anomaly of all anomalies.
If we want to extrapolate that out even further, they've allowed at least 21.3 to fantasy quarterbacks in six of their last nine.
Yeah. So Ryan Tannehill, a veteran quarterback, yeah, with good receivers,
yeah,
and a decent run game, could find himself in a shootout, especially if Mahomes comes back.
Yes, absolutely.
They'll be in full shootout mode against the Kansas City defense. And Ryan Tannehill, he can get it done,
mm-hmm,
if he has the weapons, and he does. So here's a guy to be looking at in the waiver wire if you're missing one of these many quarterbacks. Or there's a question as to if you're starting quarterback like a Matt Ryan or Jacoby Brissett, if they're going to play this week. Brian Hoyer, we mentioned Jacoby Brissett is out, and Hoyer played well at times.
Yeah.
They lost the game, but he did have 20 fantasy points against the Steelers. And they have Miami this week.
Hey!
At home.
At home.
27th against opposing quarterbacks.
Oh, good Lord.
You got a monster Brissett's injury status, and but Brian Hoyer, keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
Because he could end up being a nice quarterback start for you this week.
Should we just pencil in any quarterback that Frank Reich touches? I mean, I know. Hell, both Brissett and Hoyer had the both learned under Tom Brady for at least a time, but I mean, Frank Reich has done a great job with Brissett, and to have Hoyer ready and have the Colts look like they didn't miss a beat really as far as offense went.
And let's take this even back further a few years. By the way,
Nick Foles.
Early on,
yeah,
before he became the head coach,
yeah,
of Indy, we early in the season, we talked to the Godfather, Tony, who covers the Eagles on a regular basis, says that since Frank Reich has left the Eagles,
yeah,
they have not been the same offense.
He's losing his mind over it, by the way. Tony,
yeah,
is.
Yeah. It's not the same offense. Mind. I mean, the continuity is not there with the Eagles, and it goes back to the guy that was there,
yeah,
prior to taking the head coaching job, and that's Frank Reich. And you're right, he's like the quarterback whisperer.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's going to continue to be. So like I said, with Brian Hoyer, hey, if you can pick him up, and especially if you're a Jacoby Brissett owner.
Yeah. Why
you
not?
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, why not?
Just do it.
Yeah.
I'm saying, at least you have a starting quarterback this week in a favorable matchup.
Exactly. Against the Dolphins.
Now, this guy's not going to play this week, but as we mentioned, Gardner Minshew has been benched. Nick Foles been out since week one with a broken collarbone. He's off this week on the bye, but then at Indy next week, pick him up and stash him because he has some nice matchups coming down the stretch for you in fantasy football. So Nick Foles is out there. Not a bad pickup. You know he's a second-half quarterback.
Yeah.
They're right on the cusp.
Yeah, they're in the hunt.
Getting right back in the hunt of the playoff picture.
Now,
and Gardner did what he could do. He went 4-4 as a starter.
Yeah. I mean, which is better than really ever could have asked for.
Yeah, no doubt.
Do you handcuff him with a D.D. Westbrook or a D.J. Chark?
You just don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know how comfortable he is.
Now, I remember.
He worked out a lot with those guys.
Yeah. And he had some great chemistry going on with D.D. Westbrook
right
before everything went kerflooey.
We'll see.
Can they recapture the magic?
We got to pick up the pace. We got to talk some running backs, guys that are going to be out via Bye-mageddon this week. Philip Lindsay. Of course, you got his handcuff and Freeman. Carlos Hyde. Mm-hmm. Leonard Fournette. Sonny Michel. James White, mm-hmm. Howard, who has been getting it done for the Eagles, also Peterson. I mean, there's some guys that have been contributing for you that are on the bye this week. Also, you add the injuries.
Right.
Kamara, who's going to be questionable. Le'Veon Bell, who's questionable. James Conner, who's questionable.
Benny Snell, too.
Snell, Edmonds,
yep.
David Johnson. So you're going to want to look at some of these guys maybe going to contribute with you or to you and for you in Week 10 of Fantasy Football. Starts with Ronald Jones. He was named the starter of the Arizona against Arizona for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. After his 18-carry, 67-yard game with the touchdown, also had 2 catches for 15 yards on 2 targets. He has a good matchup versus Detroit. We'll see. We've said it all year. We don't know who's going to be the consistent back from week to week to week in right. the Tampa Bay offense. They would love to lean on Jones. He's had weeks, weeks 3 and weeks 4, where he's been solid. But here he is. He's being handed the starting spot. But it's only contingent on if he can produce. He's owning 63% of CBS leagues. You could go pick him up.
Yeah, he's
but
out there.
But we don't know exactly what he's going to contribute.
Yeah.
We hope for the best. But he's better than one of these guys who aren't going to play for you on the bye this week.
Right.
Darius Geis, you mentioned it last week. I'm going to say it again. He was supposed to be the skin starter, Jim. Injuries have slowed down his first 2 years of his career. But he's a stud.
Yeah.
Stud at LSU. When he had some injury issues. He's coming back in week 11.
It's one of those guys, when he's in there, he produces.
And Adrian Peterson is averaging 20 touches a game. And he's going to cut into those touches. And they want him to be a focal point of this offense if he can stay healthy. And he's only owned in 45% of CBS fantasy leagues. Pick up Darius Geis. Do it now.
Do it. Do it.
Another running back. It's only because the guy ahead of him has just been suspended for 4 games. What are you doing, Walt? Now, obviously, he tested positive before he ended up being the starter. I mean, usually you get the envelope 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So the Dolphins are known for a while.
Yeah.
That this was going to happen. And now they're stuck with Kalen Ballage as their starting quarterback. I mean, running back. Someone has to carry the football for the Dolphins.
They have to, like.
Process elimination says someone has to do it.
Has a team ever not started a running back?
No, you have to do it. He's not great. He doesn't really catch the ball at the backfield, but he has had 2 touchdowns in 4 games.
Yeah.
So it's a risky start. But he's available.
He is also the
a
owner,
lot.
He is also the owner of our saddest stat when he, with both of the Dolphins rushing touchdowns
yeah.
of the season.
He's got in the end zone twice both. In 4 games. he's only owned in 20% of CBS leagues because he should only be
right.
But if you need somebody, Kalen Ballage.
Hell, 20% sounds a little high, actually.
And now we move on. Bye-mageddon continues.
Bye-mageddon.
Wide receivers on the bye this week. Some big ones. Sutton, Hopkins, Stills, Chuck, Westbrook, Edelman, Dorsett, Sanu, Jeffrey, McLaurin. That's some big ones.
That is a daunting list.
Injured guys. That and most of these guys aren't going to play. Thielen, Hilton, Cooks, Shepard, Preston Williams, out for the season. We start with the list of guys you should be looking for. Devontae Parker, highly touted, coming out of Louisville, has underachieved. He actually has had a pretty decent season, but he plays for the Dolphins, and we don't watch the Dolphins.
Right.
Dolphins fans barely watch the Dolphins.
If there is such a thing as Dolphins fans.
No doubt. Preston Williams out for the year, though. That means Parker should get more targets. Now, he has turned in a decent season, though, Jim. Yeah. 52 targets he's gotten so far. 28 receptions, 400 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
He's averaging 11 points per game, PPR.
Yeah.
Can he finally live up to his potential? Well, we'll see. He's got a nice matchup at Indy this week.
Yeah.
He's owning 51% of CVS leagues, and you can pick him up.
And something about the Colts defense, too, they'll let a number one receiver have a day.
Right, right. And here's the thing about it. They're going to be playing from behind against every team except for the Jets.
This is some garbage time right here.
Yes, they'll be playing from behind every game when they don't play the Jets.
This is some deep, deep garbage.
So pick up Devontae Parker if you're missing one of these guys and you have availability on your roster. Zach Pascal, we mentioned him a couple weeks ago. T.Y. is still out. He's probably going to miss a couple more weeks.
He's had a nice Colts. Little season.
And Pascal had 5 catches, 76 yards, and a touchdown against the Steelers last week. He's had at least 11 PPR points in 3 of the last 5 games.
Yeah.
And he faces the Miami Dolphins defense this week.
Here we go.
It's the flip of the coin.
Right.
You got to get yourself a Zach Pascal because he is the number one receiver right now for the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a guy that we thought finally, he found a home. He got reinstated. We saw the whole offseason, the love affair that he and Tom Brady had. And then we hear that he's not showing up to practice and he showed up late to meetings.
Right.
And when he got healthy again, the Patriots cut him.
Yeah.
And they didn't want him back.
Right.
Claimed by the Seahawks, though. Here's a new life. We know. I just want to talk to Josh Gordon for a minute. Josh, you've had more second chances. I mean, how many second chances do you get? You are going from a quarterback that is a Hall of Famer to a quarterback that is well on his way to being a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
You can't mess this up, Josh. They need a tall D threat, which is what you are, which is what Seattle needs right now. You cannot mess this up, can you?
If you mess up with Pete Carroll of all coaches.
Because usually when the Patriots throw you out, you're done.
Yeah. That means you were
ask finished. Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah.
Ask Reggie Wayne.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a list of guys that went there and died.
Yeah.
Here you get a fifth lease on life.
Yeah.
In the middle of the season.
He got 2 chances with the Browns, 2 chances with the Pats. He's on his fifth chance.
Fifth lease on life. Josh Gordon, show up to practice. And get it done, man.
You've got a money quarterback.
Here's a situation, Jim.
Another money quarterback.
He could be a solid number 2 in this offense.
Yeah, he could.
Now, we don't know he's going to play against the Niners on Monday Night Football this week. But being on Monday Night Football does give them an extra day of offense.
That is true.
A practice to get him acclimated to at least a certain amount of plays.
Yeah.
On Monday Night Football, going against a vaunted Niners defense that they could use him.
Yeah, I would think that if you're Seattle and you sign Josh Gordon this week, you're playing him against the Niners.
Josh,
I would imagine.
Don't mess this up. And there are guys that did drop him. And if he's out there, you have to pick him up.
Yeah.
Or pick him back up.
Right.
And just wait and see.
Right.
Not a favorable matchup this week. But if they somehow can can get him to be the Josh Gordon of old,
right,
could be interesting down the stretch.
Yeah.
One more guy we're going to talk about, and then we'll kind of do our 2-minute warning and get the heck out of here. But I want to mention Josh Reynolds of the L.A. Rams. Brandon Cooks is another guy in concussion protocol. And Reynolds stepped up a couple weeks ago, had 3 catches, 73 yards, and a touchdown in week 8, with the game that Cooks went out. He's had at least 12 PPR points in 3 of the last 6 games in, not this year, last year, 2018, when Cooper Kupp went out. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When Cooper Kupp got hurt, he stepped up big time. He's not a guy we talk about a lot, but he could be a guy that could be serviceable for you as long as Brandon Cooks is out. I mean, he's going to be out there. He's out there a lot.
Yeah.
In fantasy leagues.
He might be, like, totally out there.
So if you need a wide receiver and you want to take a flyer on a guy like Josh Reynolds, at least for this week, you could do worse because it's buy him again, baby.
Buy him again.
And it's time to get to the 2-minute warning. Here's where we challenge each other, Jim and I. We give matchups, potential fantasy matchups, big ones, tough ones, and we have to pick who's the guys that we would start. I will start off there, Big Daddy.
Okay.
Russell Wilson at San Fran. We've been talking about this matchup a lot.
Yeah.
It's a big Monday Night Football matchup. Or Kirk Cousins at Big D in Dallas. That's a Sunday night game.
Ooh. Cardinals did a little bit of exposing on the Niners defense.
Yeah.
That said, the way they've played this year, I could see them just tightening down, you know, correcting the mistakes.
Right.
To where, you know, they were letting a guy like Kenyon Drake 3 days into the new job run all over them. I would go with Kirk Cousins.
All right, you're riding with Cousins. What you got for me?
Matt Stafford at the Bears.
Yeah.
Or Derek Carr versus the Chargers.
Both are division matchups. I'm gonna go with Stafford. And the reason why, because he is the old gunslinger that has faced the Bears defense in many different, I mean, all the way back to the good years when they had, you know, Urlacher and those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So he's seen some good Bears defenses.
Yeah.
Had some good games, had some questionable games, but he's seen everything. And he's also the gunslinger that has never had a running game. And
he's got no choice but to throw it.
He's got no choice but to throw it. So I'm going to go with Stafford.
That's another one of those teams that might not start a running back this week.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. For you, Kyle Allen at Green Bay or Baker Mayfield at home against Buffalo?
I like what Buffalo's doing. And I don't like what Baker Mayfield's doing.
Nobody does.
Yeah. How do you not throw it to Odell Beckham Jr.?
It's
how do you not develop that connection?
It's he's garbage. He's just garbage. So you're saying you're taking Kyle Allen?
I believe that is what I'm saying.
All right. Kyle Allen at Green Bay. SP's up. It's kind of like a 2-minute warning. Yeah. So what do you got?
Devontae Freeman at New Orleans or Chris Carson at San Fran.
Oh, 2 running backs. We expected more out of this season.
Yeah.
It's tough to put a running back up against. But, you know, that said, Nick Chubb did have a good game a few weeks ago against San Fran's run defense.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna go with Freeman in this one only because he has the pass catching ability. I'm gonna hope that, I mean, because they're probably going to be in a shootout, especially if Matt Ryan plays. I'm going to say that. Yeah, I'm going to go with Freeman on that one.
Yeah, New Orleans has some more holes, I think, in the defense, too, than San Fran. So,
for you, Tevin Coleman versus Seattle or Melvin Gordon coming off a good game in Oakland.
That Oakland defense is playing well. Oakland in general is playing a lot better than a lot of people thought.
4-4 in the season.
Yeah, they're in the hunt too. I like Coleman.
Coleman against Seattle. Yeah. Alrighty. What you got?
Joe Mixon versus Baltimore or Damian Williams at Tennessee?
Damian Williams coming off a great game. Joe Mixon has been he's won the Milk Carton of the Year award.
All on my bench.
So because he was untrustable. He had nothing since week one.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon, like I said, they both were in the running for Milk Carton of the Year award.
Yeah, they really
are. The most invisible running back in fantasy football that you took with the high draft pick.
Have you seen me?
Oh, man.
Nobody has.
I'm not going to trust Williams, though, even though it's hard, because he's my cousin somehow. I'm gonna take you, Joe.
Joe Mixon.
Joe coming off a bye. Also, they're starting a quarterback that has never had a start in the league. So they're probably going to try to run the football more just to get him comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm riding with you, Joe. Please do not let me down.
Please.
Got a couple more to go with. Okay. Jarvis Landry against Buffalo. Mm. I know you didn't like his quarterback in that matchup.
No.
Or Marvin Jones at Chicago.
I like Marvin Jones.
Just that easy, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. Just you and Marvin Jones.
Me and Marvin Jones.
Yes. Got a fantasy thing going on.
That's right.
One more. What you got?
Corey Davis versus Tennessee or Tyrell Williams at the Chargers.
I'll go with Tyrell.
Okay. Corey Davis has just been untrustable.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. Tyrell is a former Charger, so he's familiar with some guys that he practiced up against.
He's balling out on that
on a daily basis. You don't want to look bad against your former team, your former teammates, because the jawing is personal, because they know you personally.
Yeah, that jawing is going cell phone to cell phone.
Yeah. Exactly. They got your mama's cell phone number.
That's right.
Because you've had them over for dinner a couple times. Yeah. That gets real personal with its former teammates.
Right.
And that is the end of the 2-minute warning and also the end of this show. Getting you ready for week 10. We appreciate, of course, WSBT for having us do this each and every week. And you can always get a hold of us on the Twitter at RosterDocs WSBT. If you have any questions, any comments, or just want to say hi to the boys, we appreciate you. And like I said earlier in the show, you don't have to wait till Sunday to send us questions. If you have questions about your lineup, you can send them to us anytime on Twitter at RosterDocs WSBT. We take them all and we appreciate them all. And guys, we will holler at you next week. Have yourselves a great week 10 and then escape. Buy him again.
Buy him again.